As the rain gradually cleared the dust from the air, soaking the mounds of boulders and shards, more details resolved out of the murk. The warpwell was visible, a bright, uncluttered circle. Any pieces of rock, large or small, that landed on it were ejected with considerable force. Astonishingly, the knight was still receiving data from the hyperspace scanner, a device he had managed to lower gradually into the warp well nearly a day ago. Since then, it had showed the presence of some kind of mass far, far below, either something large or a large, dense formation of smaller objects. Now, post-demolition, there was little change.
"It may take another day or more for the Legion Outriders to arrive. Thus, the well will have to be guarded, protected. None of the powers fighting over this world have the ability to harm the well itself. Yet, no chances will be taken."
The knight stirred from the natural rock platform amongst the high crags, carefully, stealthily wending his way down on suspensors. As he did, he sent a signal to all units for a status update, and was pleasantly surprised at the number of responders and the number that were combat ready. He mapped out several patrol zones and sentry points near the well and signalled the assignments. On his way to the half-demolished promontory, he glided over a steep ravine, at the head of which were the burning wrecks of two Brolturan heavy flyers, sheets of flame lighting up the rocky defile, whirling sparks rising as the rain came down. There were a few bodies, Sendrakun and some from the Spiralist races, but everyone else seemed to have fled. The knight was less than 100 meters from the ruin of Giant Shoulder, from the silver-blue glow now shining powerfully up from amid the rubble, when a priority signal came through from the scanning device in the well. Amazement turned to exhilaration. All of the hopes and plans, struggles and reversals had led him to this point. He came to a halt and increased his altitude with his suspensors, noticing that the warp well was getting brighter, its silver-blue glow becoming harsher, more actinic, while taking on a more defined, cone-like shape thrusting up to pierce the cloud layer. Then, the signal from the hyperspace scanner cut out. A moment later, a dark object flew up out of the well, followed by another two, no, three outriders of the Legion. They slowed to circle the radiant cone below the cloud cover. The knight's few remaining static sensors and mobile probes sent back images of three black carapaced cyborgs bristling with hooked spines, their effectuators equipped with elaborate cutters, drills and pincers. The knight couldn't be sure about their type, but he guessed that they might be modified shock scouts. Their hull markings were basic white on black, yet the characters were unfamiliar to him. That did not prevent him from sending a welcome signal.
"Greetings, brothers in convergence. Welcome to the realm that will be ours. Welcome to battle. Welcome to war, the seedbed of our inevitable triumph."
There was no reply. But the three outriders stopped circling and swooped down in his direction. The closer they came, the more he saw how patched and repaired they were, the black colour masking mendings made with unmatched materials.